forgiveness for any sins and of commission. Well, thank you for people coming from all over the world. Lord, many of them are leading the thank yous, giving you 1,000 thank yous per night. And God, I thank you for that. Thank you for answering our prayers. Shake the chunk tree, Lord. Many people need financial blessings, for the enemy has tried to rob your people and keep them in poverty. And I'm asking you, Lord, to turn it around. Let there be an exchange of wealth all over the land in Jesus' mighty name. God, we praise you and we appreciate what you've done, even for those who are bruised and hurting inside. God, help them, I pray. And help every person who stopped to give you thanks and stopped to give you praise. Those who made you first, God, rather than second or third or fourth, I'm asking you to do something special for them in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to give them a special blessing. In the name of Jesus, I ask it. Bind the enemy who comes to hinder your people. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Give grace and peace. And thank you for the love, joy, hope, and peace. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being there in the darkest hour for your loved ones all over this world. Thank you. We pray right now that you bless those who participate on this prayer line and make it, oh my God, take it up to a new level. As you've done in the last 2 weeks, God, give you the glory and give you the praise. We were had a listening audience of 90 million, and now you've taken it up to over 100 million. Nobody but you did it, and I want to thank you for it. I want to mention it because you did it. Now, praise your holy name this day as we go forward. Help us, Lord. Stand with us, and we'll just give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you all. Good morning to y'all. Y'all awake this day? Or you wake up, yes. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. They're waking up. Come on, wake up. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lord, don't let him in your room without you speaking to him. Good morning, Lord. I know you're here.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Know you're here. Amen. My God. Some of y'all didn't even speak to him. Let's try it again. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's give him praise this morning. When we start off the day, it's a wonderful thing to start off with your praise. And this, when I say praise check, that means you open your mouth and just give him adoration and praise in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Let's go. Praise check, everybody.
Thank
praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, and we thank you. We appreciate you. Glory in your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. For your love.
Thank you
for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. God, in this on our way. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for your grace, and thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for health.
Thank you.
Health and great strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everything you're going to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
We praise your holy name
thank
and give you glory
thank
and adoration.
You,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank
hallelujah,
you.
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, God bless all of y'all. Bless all of you all who come to help us praise the Lord this day.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to just ask you, don't forget about the blog line that we have every night. People coming from everywhere to thank God 1,000 times. Some people may not understand it, but it's no harm to give God 1,000 thank yous. He deserves much more than that, and we just praise him for it. I want to open up the Wisdom Seminar today. One of the things we have on this platform is the Wisdom Seminar, and we try to ask the saints if you would help us. Oh, my God. The Bible tells us that God reserves many of his secrets for the last day, for the end time, and he reveals them to his people. And so I ask you if you would give us any wisdom that you might have on certain subjects. And I want to remind remind you that the people who are listening worldwide, we're going to get a Ambassador Hagen, I want you to come and give us a station identification. Then I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar. Let me give you the topic while she's giving this so you can think about it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. All right, Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Give us a station identification. We'll come back.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. And we do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador today. Hallelujah. First and foremost, we do honor the presence of the Lord. His presence is here. Hallelujah. We give God praise. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Dave Betty, First Lady of this ministry. We honor her, Ambassador Yvonne Wright, Mother Adley Johnson, for how God is healing her, Mother to the Nations. I tell you, we give God all of the glory. We give God praise, amen, for all of the bishops and bishops-elect. Thank God for all of the ambassadors-elect, to all of our new ambassadors, to everyone who's listening from all around the world. And yes, we are here. We're broadcasting live from NPARadio.com, NPA Studio and Block Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live, and I'm telling you, we are being heard literally all over the world. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Brazil, Malaysia, Pakistan, Europe, Philippines, India, Vietnam, Japan, China, Russia, you name it, literally all over the world. More than 100 million listeners. Can you imagine? To God be the glory. We are excited about what the Lord is doing. We also want to thank, amen, our Chief International Ambassador for the excellent job that he's doing in getting this message around the world. Indeed, it is a brand new spiritual awakening, and it's taken in the world by storm. Doing an excellent job, sir. Continue to do what you do, and may God ever bless you. Back to you.
Thank you so much. And yes, this is a new awakening. That's what the Lord said to me about a year and a half ago. He said, tell the people that I'm leading them into a brand new awakening. And I began to do a little research on it, and I noticed that in 1740, they had the Great Awakening led by Jonathan Edwards. It was a religious movement, movement upward to increase their freedom to worship God. And here we are now in 2015, and this brand new awakening. It's moving, it's a spiritual shift, a shift from the give me, give me, give me approach to God to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach. But people were going to him just saying, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. Lord, help, help, help. And yet they were so selfish they wouldn't turn around and do anything for the Lord. But God has shifted that thing. He shifted it in my heart as I was on that plane. And God, I just said, Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And I forgot all about it, let me sit back, and was trying to go to sleep. And the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? And that day I did. And I got a miracle afterwards. And he said, this comes by faith. As you thank me by faith, I will move for you. Faith moves me. And so we've been thanking God and leading the world all over. I didn't know any one thing could change the world. But listen, if you get thieves to stop, if you get stop long enough to start saying, thank you, Jesus, and let it get in their heart, they'll stop stealing. A rapist, if you get in to start thanking Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, and let it get in his heart, he'll stop raping. This thing is changing the world. They're talking about it all in the malls. They're talking about it in your neighborhood. People that you don't even know well are saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God is doing this thing, and we're forming a prayer army all over the world, a prayer army. And it's coming to pass, folks. It's coming to pass. I hope you get aboard. Some started with us and they fell off the board. But God knows God's replacing them with people who want to praise him, want to be there. Thank God. and we thank you all for coming. God bless you. I want to open that wisdom seminar. Amen. Opening the wisdom seminar today. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Yeah, in everything give thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. So this is the wisdom seminar. Amen. If you have anything that you will say toward that, in everything give thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What do you think about that? What's your interpretation of that? Help us out this morning. The lines are open, and the people sometimes who don't have church want to be helped. Won't you let the Lord use them? Won't you let the Lord use you? Amen. To help them. All right. The line is open to you. Who's the first one to jump in there? And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Anyone? I hear you trying to come through. Who? Go ahead. Anyone want to jump in there and talk about it? And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Glory. Thanks to God for just watching over me all night long. Just enabling me to wake up out of my sleep and call the prayer line and give thanks to God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God for health and strength. Thank God for the people of the world that's got to be saved. Oh, I just thank him and praise him because he's truly God is a good God. He is a good God. He never fails us. Oh, I just thank him and praise him for his goodness and his mercy. He endures forever. Oh, thank him, thank him, thank him. Hallelujah.
Thank him. Thank you, Mother Johnson. That's so good. Thank you so much. I often think about some things that have happened that really taught me to give God thanks in everything. I mean everything. I think I faced a situation. Well, it was not my situation, but I heard about a situation in Fort Worth where this mother was trying to get this house, and they thought they had it. She and her husband, they thought they had it. And somehow, some way, the deal fell through. And she was weeping all the time, weeping, weeping, weeping.
Yes.
Somehow the Lord sent a person to witness to her and say, Mother, don't weep about it. Just give God thanks. Give him, thank him. Because he got something better for you, Mother. He got something better for you.
Amen.
Begin to thank the Lord. But she was still sorrowful that she had missed. This was her dream home, she thought. She claimed it by faith and just said, Lord, that's my house. And it didn't work that way. She didn't get the house, and she was so distraught. But she began, out of obedience, she began to thank the Lord.
Thank you.
But about 3 months later, they were somewhere, and she asked the realtor, well, how did it go on the house? I guess they're enjoying the home by now. And the realtor said, Miss So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, I just want to tell you, that house that you were trying to get so badly and you were so distraught over, somehow they found out that there were termites all down in the basement everywhere, termites everywhere. And I want you to know that it worked out for her good because the Lord blessed her with a beautiful new home. With no termites anywhere. See, you got to learn how to thank the Lord in every situation. Things that don't go your way, just thank him anyway. Because you don't know what's ahead. See, you see the walls right in your living room. But God sits high and looks low. And he sees way ahead of you and way behind you and on your right and left. And he knows what's best for you. So if it doesn't work out the way you want it to work, don't go to pieces. Stop crawling. That's my message. And but start thanking the Lord because he's looking out for you. Amen. I used to hear the old saints sing that song. Jesus is looking out for me, and he is looking out for you. So in everything, you have to give him thanks.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in everything, you have to give him thanks. But, you know, my wife and I, we were in Fort Worth, Texas, and the Lord told us to sell our beautiful home there and to move here to Kansas. And we didn't want to leave Texas, but we obeyed God. And if we hadn't left, and Texas was so good to us, we loved Texas. But if we hadn't moved and obeyed God, we never would have started this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. I was too comfortable. I was too busy doing my concert. We never would have started the thank you, thank you, thank you that's touching the world now. We never would have started Amazing Grace. So many things have come out of it that I didn't see when I was in Fort Worth, but I have begun to see it now. It took me a while to begin to see it. I was saying, Lord, why did you do that to me? But here we are now, and he's positioned us to move to higher heights and deeper depths. See, sometimes, I hope you all get this. I hope you get it. I'm getting ready to drop a bomb on you. I hope you get it. Sometimes you have to step down in order to step up. You have to step down sometimes in order to step up. And God has bountifully done things in our life. Now, all the things we gave up in Fort Worth, the Lord's given us a prophecy now. He's going to restore it so many times over. And you'll see that come to pass. But I'm trying to tell you that we had to thank him all the way through. I had to thank him. And God, here's some things didn't work out the way we wanted them to work out. Made my wife cry, my daughter cry, hurt my heart. But we thanked him through that. And I'm telling you, in all things you have to give him thanks. See, you can thank your way to a miracle. Thank your way to a miracle. You might be sick in your body, but I dare you to thank him all day long and see what happens to you. You have to thank him in all things, in everything. Give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning you and Christ Jesus concerning you. So I can talk a little longer on that, but I'm going to release the line here. If you got a word, somebody help us again. Give us a golden nugget. Some years ago, when I first got to Kansas City, I started on our prayer meeting calling them golden nuggets. If you got a golden nugget, come on, give us a golden nugget. Amen.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ambassador Elect Hendricks from 9128 Georgia. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. We honor the Lord, honor you, Dr. Johnson, Chief Ambassador. Amen. We honor Mother Johnson. Amen. Lady Betty. Amen. Everybody on the prayer line this morning. And while you were talking, I was just thinking about the will of the Lord concerning us. Give thanks, because there are many times people go, I tell people they go to borrow money, and sometimes, I don't care how bad they want it, seem like it just don't go through. You know, and they'd be so sad. And I tell them, I said, well, maybe that's the will of God concerning you. They don't understand. Maybe you don't need to be in debt right now, that kind of debt. So God is looking out for you. If you're going to buy a brand new car, give God thanks if you don't get that car. Whatever kind of car it is, you give God thanks because he might be got a better car for you. Amen. So everything, we got to give God thanks because that is the will of God concerning us. Amen. Yeah. So I just want to drop that in there.
Yes, ma'am, and you know, you dropped that in there and made me think about that same situation you said happened to me. I went in to get a car, amen, and it was a Navigator, a Lincoln Navigator. I mean, that car was so beautiful, I thought. And it was a kind of truck-style car, and it had it was green all over and had gold insets in the wheel and gold on the door handles and gold in front and gold in back. It was something. And I said, oh, my God, I got to have this car. And they had approved everything. I was getting ready to sign the papers on the car. And the Holy Ghost said, you haven't consulted me. And and the man said, here, sign here, Dr. Johnson, and so we can close the deal. I said, let me go. I've got to do something, and I'll be right back. You need to sign right here. No, I got to do something. I'll be right back. And I got up, walked out of the office, and left them there with the contract. And I went in the restroom, and I repented to God. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will add it to you. I said, I'm sorry I didn't consult you. In all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct my path. I said, I didn't consult you. I'm sorry. Do I sign this contract or not, Lord? And the Holy Ghost told me, no, don't sign it. Don't sign it. And I went back in there and said, sir, I'm sorry. I can't sign the contract. What do you mean you can't sign it? And they were kind of distraught. But I didn't sign the contract. I left that place and needing a car. But I left it and went home and didn't worry about it. And a few days later, a man called me and said, Dr. Johnson, we got a car for you. I said, what is it? And he told me, and I went over there, and they, instead of that Navigator Lincoln, they had a Mercedes-Benz, the biggest Mercedes-Benz waiting on me. If I had not consulted God, see, he had a better blessing waiting for me. He had a bigger blessing waiting for me. And I use that natural example because most people live in the natural. I'm not trying to brag or nothing. No, no, no. I'm trying to get you to see that when you thank him and praise him and follow his leading, he will bountifully help you and bountifully bless you. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. Consult him, too, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll bless you. Amen. Somebody else help us with that. No, everything you'll think. Somebody else.
Lord, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Ambassador Patricia Stern, and I'm calling here from my, amen, bedroom of North Chicago, Illinois. Amen. And I do honor the man of God, Chief Ambassador. Amen. His lovely wife, Ambassador Lady Betty, and our own Mother of the Nation, Ambassador Adley Johnson, and all of the ambassadors elect, all of the great men and women of God in the on the line. And most of all, I honor my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I tell you, Chief Ambassador, that scripture, amen, is a message all by itself. And I want to take time to thank the Lord right now for everything and anything. Praise the Lord. What it don't even look like or seem like, I still thank him. I want to put it on record this morning that I thank God for everything. I thank him for waking me up every morning. I thank him for letting me clothe in my right mind. I thank him for doors closed, doors open. I just thank God for everything. I'm crazy enough to thank God. If I die and he raised me up again, I'll thank him for it. In the name of Jesus, I thank him, praise God. Even there is another scripture say, rejoice, and again, I say rejoice, and thanking God, bring blessings unto you. If he don't do nothing else for me, he's done enough. But I know there is still more to come, and I thank God for everything, no matter what it is. I thank him because I believe I've lived long enough to know how it works, like you, Ambassador Johnson. Whatever it is, I'm still in the hands of the Lord, and I thank him for it. I don't have sense enough to thank for myself, so I thank God he's watching over me every day and every day of my life. When I tried to make a cry when I was losing my siblings every year and back to back, and I thought I was going to be in a pity party, the Lord just put a praise down in my heart, and I thank him for it. I thank him today, and I thank him every day, all during the day. And I just want to leave on record again, I thank God for you, Chief Ambassador, that led me to knowing how to thank God 1,000 times plus. That's one of the greatest things that ever hit my spirit life. Every day, I never stop. I went to Jamaica. I was in my room thanking God before I hit out that room, all on that boat, because there's a lot of Solomon Gomeyer where I was on those cruises, but I had a praise everywhere I went, and I thank God this morning for waking me up. Let me see, half of 2015, we in the seventh month, and we've lived through half of the year, and I thank and praise God. That's what keeps me going, and that's what keeps my energy in the Lord, and I thank God this morning for everything and for anything. And I thank God for this wisdom seminar on this morning. And to God be the glory. Everybody ought to have a praise to say, I just thank God. If it was nothing but for life and for my salvation, I thank him today. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, is my prayer.
Oh, you got me laughing, Ambassador Stern. Because that was so wonderful, so rich. And I thank God. Nobody like Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern. God bless you. So anybody else who wants to talk, I'll take maybe one more, maybe two.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Praise God, Chief Ambassador and the saints of God. The floor has already been addressed, so I'm just going to go quickly into what I would like to say. This is Ambassador Stead. And when I heard that, Chief, only thing I could think of that come to my mind, the will of God, and out of everything that we've gone through, God, show us the beginning and the end, both at the same time. But what he doesn't show us, and when he shows us that, when you look at that, he gives you a vision of a glimpse of what the end going to be. And I keep focusing on the end. And the end of the book says that we win and that we have the victory. And when you look at that word vision, that Greek word means optical. I give you an eye to see all of that. But what I don't show you is in the middle of it, what you're going to have to go through that'll keep you saying, thank you. It'll put you in a place and a position that, Lord, why do I have to go through this? But he tells you in all things, give thanks. This is my will, my word concerning you. Because there are people on the sideline watching you go through. What do you mean watching me go through? I'm going through, and you have to pull the will, the word, with that all things will work together for your good. It don't feel good, it don't look good when the bottom drops and all hell breaks loose against you. It doesn't look good when you're at the divorce court. It doesn't look good when you're in the cheese line. It doesn't look good when nobody likes you or respects you. It doesn't look good, but you got to say, thank you. Thank you. That's my will. Because when you praise God, you put God in a position to hear your voice. You put God in a position to say, whatever you ask, which is my word, I'm going to watch over my word to perform it. And while you're thanking me in your emptiness, in your desolate place, when you're thanking me when you feel miscompopulated, when you are thanking me when you are broken, you are thanking me. Glory, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where you won't have room enough to receive. And so when I think about that word, at the end of the book, says we win. Glory, glory, glory. And so this morning I give God praise. I thank him, I thank him, I thank him in the big things and the small things. I thank you, thank you.
Until God will look on your city and bless your city. You can be on a plane, and the plane will be marked in the spirit realm to go down, but you thank them so much, it'll land safely simply because of your praise. I'm telling you, it works, folks. I'm telling you, it works. You just got to learn to thank him in all things.
Okay.
Thank him when you got an ache in your pain in your hip. Just go to thanking God and see what God does for you. Thank him when you can't move your left side too well. Thank him. Keep thanking him and see what happens. Mother Lowe there in Memphis, she had a stroke and her left side was paralyzed. She couldn't move her left arm. She just got on her knees and determined that she could move her right hand and right arm, so she was just going to praise him with that. She got the praising God and just lost it. Just forgot about everything. She was just hollering and screaming, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, with that right hand up. When she came out of it, she said, I don't know when my left paralyzed hand went up, but when I came out and came to myself, she said, both hands were up praising God. See, you can praise your way to a miracle. If you just learn that from Dr. Bernard Johnson, I'm telling you, you can praise your way to a miracle. Amen. Take what you have and start praising God and see that he bless you. You can have problems breathing, and you can praise him so much and thank him for the little improvement. Before you know it, he will have healed your body completely. You just got to learn it. It's something that you learn. It's like salvation. Some people think you know everything when you get saved. You don't know nothing. You have to learn how to live saved, learn how to walk right, learn how to talk right. And the same thing about praising God. Listen, you have to learn that the praise will take you to miracles. Because you see, when you experience it once or twice, it'll make you praise him more toward another miracle. But it will bring a miracle if you learn how to praise it. And you can praise him to a miracle. God bless you. I'm out of time this morning for the wisdom seminar. I do want to get some prayers. One of you ambassadors, why don't y'all take those prayer requests for me? If not, amen, I'm ready again. Who will do that for us, take the prayer request? Anybody? All right, God bless you. Let's open the line up to the prayer request. And if you have a prayer request, we're certainly going to get prayer for you this morning. Who has the first prayer request?
God bless you this morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador-elect Molina Wilson. And we're grateful this morning for how God has blessed us. And I enjoyed the prayer seminar. It was wonderful. And I'm just, I hate to see the line just bacon. And sometimes I don't get a chance to get on it like I want to. But I'm grateful to the Lord this morning for being able to have a request to the Lord and asking him to continue to increase my faith in him. And I believe that God is going to do what he said. I'm just going to thank him.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mother, we'll pray for you. And I don't want anybody to forget that we're having the youth prayer line tonight. This is Thursday night. And we're having the youth prayer line with our host, hostess, Ambassador Gina Hodges, amen, tonight. So pray for that and join them on the youth prayer line at 7 o'clock. Just dial the same number and you'll get the youth prayer line at 7 o'clock tonight. Write any other prayer requests. The line is open to you. All right. God bless you. I've opened it up to you. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you bless Mother Wilson. Thank you for what you've done for her already, Lord.
Amen.
And every trial, every tribulation that you've taken her through.
Yes.
God, thank you for the praise that has just mounted up in her heart, how she praises you and thanks you. God, look on these praises and give her an ultra awesome miracle, I pray. Go to her husband, give him a miracle right along with it. And I pray that you would bless their church, bless their home, bless their family. Bless that son, that daughter. Bless their going out and their coming in. God bless everything about these precious people. Thank you for their prayer request. And, Lord, I wouldn't be able to ask you if I hadn't heard that prayer request. that you would bless them bountifully. Even bless their finances, Lord. Shake the chuck tree and give them a bountiful financial blessing, too. As I pray for finances, Lord, shake it for the saints on this line and give them a bountiful financial blessing. Shake the chuck tree and send checks that they don't even expect. And the other day when I prayed, Lord, for inheritances to come to pass, would you bless them, Lord, to be released in Jesus' name? And thank you for it. Lord, if the Wilsons have inheritances, let them be released to them too. And bless your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. All right, I'm going to ask y'all one more time. Do you have any prayer requests? Anybody else?
Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, I apologize. My phone must have slipped on mute right quickly. I was going to do it, but I do would like to have prayer for my oldest daughter. She had emergency surgery on yesterday. Amen. And she's in the hospital at this moment. She had a kidney stone that would not move. And I certainly would like to have prayer for my oldest daughter, Tangela.
Tangela.
Yes.
All right. We certainly will pray for her. Is there anyone who would like to take that prayer request? If so, pray. If not, I'm willing and ready. Anyone? All right. The Bible says go ahead then, darling. Go ahead.
Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. Oh, Heavenly Father, we do come before you this morning giving you all honor, praise, and glory. Thank you, God, for being who you are. We thank you because we know you to be a healer. Lord, we just thank you for everything that you have done for us. We come before you today presenting Angela unto you, God, for you know who she is. You know the situation. You know the problem. But we connect in prayer today, God, asking that you would touch Angela in the name of Jesus. Touch her body, oh God, and rebuke and bind every pain in the name of Jesus. Make the pain come subject to your blood, the blood that's already been shed. Touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we stand on your word that by your stripes we are healed. And, oh, God, we ask that you will let her body line up with your word in the name of Jesus. The healing take place in Angela's body. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. God, we furnish the faith. We thank you for it. We believe that you're doing it, for you're a God that can do everything. Touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And God, work a mighty work in her body in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place in your name. Touch and heal the sick everywhere, God. Touch, heal, and deliver. Lord, remember your people, for we depend on you. We trust you, God, for you are the great physician. Do it in the name of Jesus, we pray. We will give you praise, honor, and we will glorify your name. In Jesus' name, continue to bless everywhere. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
My name is Tangela.
Tangela. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
The Lord heard that prayer. I know it's going to be all right. Amen.
Beautiful. Amen.
Thank God. All right. Is there anybody else who wants a prayer?
Mother Digby, unspoken.
Mother Digby. Okay. Any other unspoken prayer requests?
Yes. Dr. Johnson? It's Jennifer. Good morning, everyone. Unspoken.
Good morning.
This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. Unspoken, please. Thank you.
All right.
Good morning.
Anyone else?
Yes. Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616. Unspoken. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? All right. You know, why don't we have a prayer for all the unspoken prayer requests? Someone, we help us one to another. Help us one to another. We got many, many saints on this line. I know who y'all can pray. Amen. Why don't you pray for those unspoken prayer requests?
I'll take that, Chief Ambassador. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just continue, oh God, in the feasting of prayer. prayer this morning as we come together on the first fruit prayer line and bind together in the cords of your love, O God. O God, let the prayers and the love touch from heart to heart and breast to breast, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You say if we touch and agree, O God, we can ask you anything, and that means touching and agreeing in the spirit. O God, everyone that is up under the sound of our voices this morning, in the nation, out of the nation, God, we pray right now, God,